taxpayer-funded NPR affiliate falsely claims Elise Stefanik responsible for Paul Pelosi attack. By Wendell Hasebo on October 29, 2022. A New York State taxpayer-funded NPR affiliate falsely claimed Saturday that Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, was responsible for the Friday attack against Paul Pelosi. David Sommerstein, the news director of NCPR, a member-supported public radio station serving northern New York, claimed that Stefanik opposes political violence but her day-to-day rhetoric may contribute to it. At Rep. Stefanik denounces violent political acts. But her day-to-day rhetoric may contribute to it. An important thread from Itz Hirsch, who's reported on Stefanik all year for NCPR, Sommerstein tweeted. Sommerstein's tweet echoed NCPR freelance reporter Zach Hirsch's claims that Stefanik's denunciation of the attack on Pelosi needed some context, and he suggested Stefanik somehow incited the attack. Retweeting Stefanik's Friday condemnation of the attack, Hirsch, who writes about democracy and misinformation, said Stefanik regularly blasts Nancy Pelosi with increasingly harsh and personal attacks. Stefanik's campaign spokesperson told Breitbart News that NCPR has contrived false claims against Stefanik, all the while refusing to condemn the violent rhetoric that fueled the assassination attempt on Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the spokesperson said. Taxpayer-funded NCPR, without a shred of evidence, disgracefully claims that Congresswoman Stefanik is responsible for the attack on Paul Pelosi just because she opposes Pelosi's policies. They refuse to cover the violent leftist rhetoric which led to an assassination attempt on a Supreme Court justice. This is deranged and dangerous. They should and will be defunded. Stefanik's campaign also noted that NCPR has never mentioned how Democrat rhetoric could have influenced the shooting of Representative Steve Scalise, RLA, along with never reporting on Representative Maxine Waters, DCA, comments about how citizens should get in the face of Trump administration officials. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.